I live in America, and there's only one good show on TV. Sometimes I sigh so loud in public that a stranger on the street will ask if I'm okay. I'm okay. My work isn't good, but it's online, and that's what counts. Mailing letters is a great way to feel like you're from before, when no one could Google you and see that you did a cappella in college. One time I wanted so bad to fall in love that I did it. What's it called when you have a sixth sense that your ex is engaged? In the future, everyone will be 25 minutes late to their 45-minute therapy session. In the future, restaurants won't make you wait for the whole party to arrive before they seat you. I can't wait to check my phone. I can't wait to hear my daughter's first podcast. One time I misplaced a block of cheddar cheese in my apartment. I wrote a Facebook status about it, and it almost got 100 likes. I found the block of cheese 45 minutes later on my bookshelf. I would read more if it were easier to hold a book up while lying down. They are too heavy. We go for a jog, and I ask if you think we're dead like a stoner. I don't like weed because it makes me think I don't have legs, but I keep trying it every 2 years before a massive panic attack. A few weeks ago, I broke a glass in my apartment, and I was too lazy to clean it up, so I kind of just pushed it into a corner, and now every few days I step on a tiny piece of glass. It doesn't hurt, it's just part of my new lifestyle. Can you die from being in a bad mood? At the bodega on Nostrand, I can see the reflection of the shop behind me as I look out the window, through aisles of potato chips, variations on Cholula. Over the radio, a man croons, "Jazz club, if you found us, you're in." All my fantasies revolve around a screen door. Red wine, the dirty projectors, stew in the summer, rain as an excuse to do everything in excess, sex that makes you hungry for stew in the summer. I am not the one who noticed. We agree that watching the sunset is better than watching it rise. After it's up, you have to just, like, do a whole day. I just zoned out while a married person told me they know of an amazing banjo player, I think. I don't care about fruit or anything sweet that isn't chocolate lava cake served on a white tablecloth at a restaurant you get to go to because someone else is in town. Do you know a bunch of people paid hundreds of dollars to watch a man read the entirety of The Great Gatsby out loud on stage? Do you know I've never been laughed out of a room for saying my favorite book is Catcher in the Rye? My friend cuts my hair. My friend brings me flowers to put in a vase my friend made me. This bay window makes me happy to be sad. James says there's a difference between humor and satire, and that it's technically not a bay window if it doesn't extend to the floor. It's not fun being by yourself, and it's not fun being with someone else. That's not an original thought, which just makes it true.